After a Facebook post showing elk carcasses was shared widely last weekend, Idaho Fish and Game is trying to dispel rumors. Rachel Cohen reports the elk were part of a study to control depredations on agricultural land.
The post by a Magic Valley resident showed elk ready to be processed and said Fish and Game killed them, following a complaint from a farmer north of Shoshone. Fish and Game says department staff did kill elk as part of a collaborative study with a University of Idaho graduate student, but the post was inaccurate because they were killed over a four-month period last year and on land across southern Idaho. The study is trying to understand how to prevent depredations, which are increasingly common as herds get bigger in the valleys.
The one thing that we do have in southern Idaho in conjunction with big, large elk herds is we have a lot of agricultural land.
That's Idaho Fish and Game Communications Officer Terry Thompson. Sharpshooting is one of the methods being tested to sway elk away from croplands, and 206 elk were killed in this way. The animals were then brought to a meat processor in Jerome, and the meat was donated to charity. Other techniques being tested in the study include using special fences and dogs.
We can come away from this project and be better equipped and prepared to minimize depredation on private lands. It's money well spent.
Federal funds and money from local sporting licenses paid for the study, and the results should be out this spring or summer. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.